Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday Savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
So we got ourselves a little bit of a problem. We've got ourselves a little bit of a problem in the world of sports for an entire sport, but I might have the solution. We'll get into that for you here coming up in just a couple of moments from now. Jonas Knox, Fox Sports Radio. You can listen to this show as always on the iHeartRadio app. You can find us on hundreds of affiliates all across the country and wherever the hell you are, making us a part of your Saturday morning into the afternoon. We appreciate you doing so, and we do it all live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. So there's a sport with a problem, and that sport is college basketball. Now, here's the issue, and I know what you're saying. What do you mean? The tournament's been great so far. We've had great games. We've had great performances. Marquise Noel is doing no-look alley-oops and, you know, faking out his coach and maybe talking trash to former Michigan State players right before he makes that alley-oop play, and you've got all these epic finishes and et cetera, et cetera. You got upsets. Here's the problem, though. For the first time in the history of the tournament, there are no number one seeds in the Elite Eight. Okay? For the first time ever. Now, if you're a fan of upsets, and who doesn't like an upset, that's awesome. But then when you start to think big picture, and when you start to think big business about the NCAA tournament, you realize we could have ourselves a little bit of an issue. Because who's the name brand? Who's the Duke? Who's the North Carolina? Who's the Yankees? Who's the Cowboys? Like this is the name brand aspect of the NCAA tournament is a real thing. And so when you're looking around, you see some schools that have been here before. I mean, UConn right now is the favorite to win the whole thing. They're a 4 seed. But nobody looks at UConn the way they used to look at UConn back in the day with the Ray Allens and all the great players that came through UConn. Gonzaga's been there, but they've always come up short. But I don't know that people look at Gonzaga and they go, well, you know, that's the name brand that we're used to. I mean, Florida Atlantic, Kansas State. Like, look, I love Marquise Noel. He's been the absolute star of the tournament so far. But nobody looks at Kansas State and thinks, you know what? Kansas State, that's a basketball school. They think Kansas State's a football school. Same thing with Miami and Texas. Like, San Diego State, this is awesome for an upset. If you're into upsets, if you're into the underdog, if you're into all of that, that's awesome. Business-wise, not ideal. And that's why you got people in college basketball, you got people at CBS or Turner that are going to be looking at the ratings for the Final Four, whatever concoction of teams come up in the Final Four, and they're going to say, yeah, we're just hoping for the best. But here's the solution. And I tried to tell you this last week when it came to your own personal brackets. So we're going to apply the same reasoning from your own personal bracket, which is probably up in flames like everybody else's is, and we're going to apply it big picture to college basketball. Here's the solution. Gambling. Gambling and sports betting. That is your savior that could save the day for college basketball. Now, it may not happen this year because I don't know that everybody has fully accepted and embraced gambling and sports betting into their world, but it could happen down the road. And here's why I say that. If I handed you two pieces of bread and said, enjoy, you'd look at me and say, what the hell is this? I got two pieces. What am I supposed to do with this? But if I handed you two pieces of bread and then put a jar of peanut butter and a jar of jelly on the table next to you with a knife, now we're talking. Make a sandwich out of that bad boy. If I told you to get dressed up and I handed you a V-neck and a pair of jeans and said, enjoy, you'd look at me and say, what the hell is this? But something my mom taught me a long time ago, if you got a jacket, you can make any outfit work. Throw it on, next thing you know, you look presentable. All of a sudden, you're business casual. Now you look like every other Yahoo that's walking down the street walking into a job interview. There are ways to spice things up. And that's what sports betting is. If you want to get people interested in a bunch of non-basketball schools in an Elite Eight or a Final Four, if you want to get people interested in no number one seeds in the Elite Eight and a bunch of, you know, maybe non-name brand teams that aren't going to draw ratings, this is where you infuse sports betting and sports gambling into everything. Did you hear the moans and groans for the Gonzaga game last weekend? Because of some shot that was thrown up that had nothing to do with the outcome, and you heard moans and groans in the game because Gonzaga was a 4.5-point favorite, and it was a bad beat at the end of that game. We're getting close. I'm not saying we're there, but we're getting close. You got ways that you can spice stuff up. You can add an ingredient. You can add a topping, and it's a complete game changer. It's a game changer. That's what you need to do when it comes to situations like this. I've been trying to tell people for years, you want to make bad games exciting? Throw betting into it. You want to talk about the explosion of football and everyone can say, oh my God, it's because the quarterback play and the athletes are better. And my ass, it's fantasy football. And what is fantasy football? It's an elaborate way of gambling. So if you're college basketball, I'm not saying that everybody's ready for it now, but moving forward, this is where sports betting, this is where gambling comes in. This is how you get people excited about some games and some teams and some brands and some names on teams that maybe they wouldn't have been before. Infuse a little bit of sports betting, bring out the degenerate in everybody, and now we're talking. Jonas Knox, Fox Sports Radio. Here's the other another story I wanted to get into here in the NFL. Because this story will not go away. And this story has been out there for years and years and years. And I find this to be hilarious. When people who want to make threats, but they're the ones that are threatened, this is always the fun story to tell. So according to the Washington Post, the league owners in the NFL, they're going to pause, quote unquote, they're going to pause any consideration of voting to remove Dan Snyder because there's a feeling that Dan Snyder is moving towards selling the team. How about that? Out of the goodness of their heart, NFL owners are saying, you know what? We're not going to vote on Dan Snyder to get out of the league because we feel like we're going to pause that approach. Really? You're going to, out of the goodness, so you're going to go ahead and you're going to call the shots now. You're going to tell everybody, we're pausing on voting Dan Snyder out because we feel like he's going to sell the team. I got news for you. If you had any balls, you would have voted Dan Snyder out a long time ago. And if you had any real power, you would have voted Dan Snyder out a long time ago. The reason why you haven't is because he knows where everybody's bodies are buried. This pause that they're talking about, they're taking the approach, we're going to go ahead and pull back on this. Where were you all of these years when all of these stories have been coming out? We're talking 20 plus years. You want to know why owners haven't voted Dan Snyder out? Because they're terrified of him. How much more evidence would you need to get somebody out than you already have? We've seen it in other sports. Donald Sterling, Jerry Richardson in the NFL. The Suns just did it. Dan Snyder's got decades worth of evidence that he's not fit for the role and not fit for the job. Yet he's still here. And he's asking for $7 billion. Why do you think that is? Because he knows something. He's got something on Goodell. He's got something on the league. He's got something on Jerry Jones. He's got stuff on everybody, and they all know it. So when you read the verbiage that's put out there that the NFL owners are putting a pause on voting Dan Snyder out, it's a bunch of crap. It's all posturing. They're hoping it doesn't come to that. They're hoping they don't have to go down that road because everybody's going to get hung out to dry. And everybody's going to get aired out, and we're all going to know where everybody's bodies are buried, just like Dan Snyder's known for years. All of that is garbage. They'd like this to go away without incident. Dan Snyder walks away, and everybody takes a sigh of relief and says, all right, cool. We got the one guy out of the league who knows where everybody, all the issues, everything's lined up. We got that one guy out of the league. They're hoping that he leaves without incident. Because they know they don't have the guts to pull the trigger on this. If they did, they would have done it a long time ago. That's how much dirt he has on the rest of the league. Jonas Knox, Fox Sports Radio. Get me on Twitter, @TheJonasKnox, @TheJonasKnox on Twitter. And you can hang out with us, as always, on the iHeartRadio app. We're going to have the usuals coming up later on. We've got another edition of Do You Care? We're also going to have the scraps. It's all yours as we take you all the way up until 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 o'clock Pacific. But we have identified the most stubborn man in all of sports. I'll tell you who that is next.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut. The new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Jonas Knox, Fox Sports Radio. You can listen to this show as always on the iHeartRadio app. Coming up in, we'll call it a little over 10 minutes from now from the TireRack.com studios, we are going to get more proof that the mighty have fallen in the world of sports. This is an unbelievable thing that is happening here. We'll get into that for you coming up again a little over 10 minutes from now here on FSR. So there's the latest report that has come out, which is this has turned into one of the most amazing sagas that we've seen maybe in NFL history. There's probably going to be a documentary done on this at some point, either a 30 for 30 or some Netflix documentary. I mean, Netflix is doing stuff on everything now. I mean, there's really something for Netflix. If you want to talk about planes disappearing, if you want a documentary on food, natural disasters, if you want a documentary about a bunch of drug addicts who run some animal shop down in South Florida called Tiger King, they got something there for you. I mean, you name it, Netflix has got everything. They're probably going to do something on the Lamar Jackson Baltimore Ravens negotiations, because what a full-blown disaster this has turned into. This is, if anybody thought this was going to go poorly, I don't think they thought it was going to go this poorly. So here is the very latest speculation. ESPN's Jeremy Fowler says that the Baltimore Ravens, they'd like to keep Lamar Jackson, but they're not really committing one way or the other. And that's kind of the messaging that they're telling free agents. Free agents who are considering going there wondering, hey, is Lamar going to be the quarterback? They'd like for him to be the quarterback. They'd like for Lamar Jackson to be there. They're just not quite sure whether or not Lamar Jackson's going to be there. And they're not really ready to commit fully to it. You think? What gave it away? Was it, you know, all the stuff of the back and forth last year with Lamar Jackson and him, you know, going to social media to report his injury? Was it that? Or was it him running to Twitter every time there's a new report about the contract details that come out? Oh, maybe it was the fact that Lamar Jackson has some guy who was selling home gym equipment a couple months ago reaching out to teams to see whether or not they'd like to sign him to an offer sheet. Which one of those do you think was the indicator that maybe Lamar Jackson wouldn't be back for the Ravens? I'll be the first one to say it. I thought for sure Lamar Jackson and the Ravens were going to figure this thing out and he was going to be quarterback next year for the team. I thought for sure. There was no doubt in my mind. You don't just let Lamar Jackson walk away. This whole thing has turned into a bigger mess than I think Baltimore, Lamar, anybody in the NFL, anybody on radio, anybody on TV ever thought it would be. And you got to wonder if a lot of this has to do with the fact that Lamar Jackson might be the most stubborn player in sports. And I get it. Look, he's sticking to his principles. You know, he's got conviction over what he wants, and he's dead set on getting more guaranteed money than Deshaun Watson, and he's dead set on, I get all that. Totally understand it. But it ain't happening. Like, Baltimore's not giving him more guaranteed money than Deshaun Watson. And nobody in the NFL is going to give him more guaranteed money than Deshaun Watson. That's the outlier. That's the exception, not the rule. And Lamar Jackson is dead set on getting that dollar amount and getting that number. And whether people want to refute that and say, well, it's not exactly what he's asking for. Okay. So if the Baltimore Ravens came to Lamar Jackson right now and said, we'll give you $231 million fully guaranteed, you in? He signs a deal. So there is something to that. And now we've ventured down the lane of all these other reports that have come out to where both sides were playing it through the media, and now it's mostly Lamar Jackson's side that's playing it through the media, because every time he runs to Twitter to refute some report, the whole thing is a disaster. I don't know how Lamar Jackson comes back and everything is okay between both sides unless he gets the exact contract he wants. I don't know how. And you got people out there that want to talk about collusion and all the other, it's okay. Like if we want to go down the collusion angle and that, you know, okay, that's fine. Is it collusion? Or is it everybody else in the NFL recognizes that Jimmy Haslam and the Cleveland Browns gave Deshaun Watson a ridiculous contract? Especially considering everything that was going on in the background and all the stuff he had going on off the field. You had Ozzie Newsome, who was in Baltimore. He drafted Lamar Jackson. That was his last number one pick, was Lamar Jackson. They traded up to draft him. And you had Ozzie Newsome speak this week and say, look, we don't know if they want to give him the deal. Like this is where we're at. And Lamar Jackson, for some reason, whether it's principles or stubbornness or he's got hurt feelings, for some reason, he isn't willing to take anything other than $230+ million guaranteed from Baltimore. I'm not even sure if Baltimore came to Lamar Jackson, and I don't know if they've actually done this. Some of the reports out there is that Baltimore offered him a 3-year guaranteed deal for $133 million. Then Adam Schefter had another report with Chris Mortensen that came out that the Ravens offered him something that had injury guarantees and all the other things, and it would put him up towards $200 million guaranteed. You've heard all these other estimates that have been out there and these rumblings that have been out there. If this is all about 231. I want $231 million guaranteed. I don't know how you fix this. I don't know how. And the fact that Baltimore was willing to sign him to the non-exclusive tag is an indicator that nobody in the NFL is going to give him this deal. Nobody. Otherwise, Baltimore wouldn't have done it. And I don't think Baltimore wanted to do it. I don't think they like that it's contentious like this. I don't think Baltimore loves Lamar Jackson. They're the ones that drafted him. I don't think they're happy with how the relationship is. I don't think they're happy that they're sitting here having to tell free agents, according to this report from Jeremy Fowler, that, yeah, listen, we hope he's here, but we can't really commit one way or the other. They don't like any of this. But Baltimore's in a position now. What are we supposed to do? We've offered him all sorts of money. We've come back to the table multiple times. He's dead set on this number. We're not giving him that contract. And nobody else in the NFL is. Like, if you're scoring this, if this is a boxing match, if this is an MMA fight, if you're scoring this right now, Lamar Jackson's down on everybody's scorecards. There's no way he's winning this fight. So what the hell are we looking at when next season rolls around? I mean, we've already done he's injured, and then he decides he wants to, you know, not come back for the... We've already gone down that road. So what do we do now? And I wonder if at some point Baltimore just says, all right, we got to wash our hands on this whole thing. Nobody thought it was going to go this way. It's crazy. Like, this is a wild conclusion to a story that I think myself and a lot of people just assumed, they'll get it worked out. Don't worry about it. They'll get it worked out. Well, he doesn't have an agent. Don't worry about it. There's other guys that don't have agents. Laremy Tunsil just signed another contract as the highest paid offensive tackle in the league at the time for the second time in his career, and he doesn't have an agent. Laremy Tunsil is going to end up making well over $100 million in his NFL career. He doesn't have an agent, and that guy had a video surface on draft night where he was smoking weed out of a gas mask. Okay? Like, this, people without agents have been able to get deals done. Richard Sherman did it. Lamar Jackson's teammate, Roquan Smith, did it. Roquan Smith couldn't get a deal done with the Bears, got traded, went to Baltimore, and didn't even finish the season and got a great deal and a big contract with no agent. Like, this, I mean, I don't know, like, what are we supposed to do with this? Like, other players have been able to navigate this without agents. Lamar Jackson hasn't. And he's got some guy who's not even certified calling up teams saying, hey, what about an offer sheet? And they're like, who are you? Like, what? Like, well, I have a home gym set up. You know, I run this bit. Okay. What do we? So what? Like, that's like me telling my buddy who drives a beer truck, hey, would you mind calling around, see what kind of offers we can get? Like, it doesn't make sense. So when you see these reports that Baltimore is not able, I mean, at what point is Baltimore supposed to have any other option other than to walk away from this whole thing? They've given him the non-exclusive tag to try and wake him up and say, this is what the reality is of the market. This is where we're at. And for some reason, Lamar Jackson still hasn't come back to the table wanting to get a deal done. And it's either stubbornness or pride, whatever it is. He's losing this negotiation. He's losing this battle. And in the end, everybody's getting hurt by it. Jonas Knox, Fox Sports Radio. Get me on Twitter, @TheJonasKnox, @TheJonasKnox on Twitter. And you can hang out with us, as always, on the iHeartRadio app. All right, so coming up next. Oh, how the mighty have fallen in the world of sports. Another tale of how the mighty have fallen. And this one is actually borderline disturbing. We'll get into that for you coming up next here on Fox Sports Radio. But for all the latest from around the world of sports, ladies and gentlemen, make some noise for the Goran Ivanišević of Sports Talk Radio, Brian Fenley.
Oh, Jonas, that is so well done. I'm so impressed. I just picture you right now in the afternoon at your tennis country club.
Yep.
Maybe soaking on some spiked lemonade with your constituents, talking stocks and bonds with your friends as you work a doubles match in the afternoon with the glow of the sun hitting your face, and you're wearing a sweater and some short shorts.
That is 100% accurate, except the sweater is actually tied in a knot around my neck. That's the move, Finley, and you know that.
I do.
That's the old school move.
I do. I love it.
If you think about it, anybody could pull off a tennis player look. All you got to do is be clean shaven.
Okay.
You got to, comb your hair with a little bit of product. You wear whatever sort of polo you want to get. You could go to JCPenney or someplace like that, get them pretty cheap.
Sure.
And then you tie a sweater. It could be a kid's sweater. It doesn't even matter. Around your neck with just a pair of slacks, mm-hmm. maybe, and a pair of Sperry Docksiders or something like that. And everything's fine.
The problem with you, Jonas, is you have 17 tattoos, so if you're going to be playing tennis,
fair point.
How are you going to hide those from people
seeing
that? Yeah,
that's a fair point. That is a fair point.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of dropped the ball on trying to present myself as something other than some failed lead singer for a band for years. Because I got rid of my piercings. I had a labret piercing under my bottom lip. I did.
Are you serious?
I swear to God. Oh, and I had my ears pierced. I had a cartilage piercing on one of my ears. Was it the left? I forget. Whatever it was, it got infected. Whatever it was, I thought, if I'll just get rid of those, people are going to take me more serious. I didn't realize I also had a couple of stupid tattoos that are very, you can see. Especially if I'm wearing a short sleeve shirt.
Yeah.
So yeah, to your point, I kind of butchered that whole
thing.
Yeah,
it's weird that like on your right bicep you have butterflies, and then you have a skull and crossbones. I felt that was a really interesting combination of
tattoos.
Trying
to switch things up. And
yeah,
that's what I do.
I like it.
Trying to throw people off. Like,
yeah.
Right when they think I'm going fastball, I go off speed.
By the way, do the piercings stop below the head, or do we have other piercings below the head?
Jesus, Finley, what do you think? I have a Prince Albert? What's wrong with you?
I mean,
what's wrong with you, Finley? What do you think? I'm like setting off metal detectors when they go below the belt? What? No, man. Just those two and they're all gone.
Okay. Good to know. Well, hey, from that interesting, riveting conversation right into what's going on in sports, as we try to make that as least awkward as possible, Yankees pitcher Luis Severino will reportedly miss his first regular season start with a low-grade lat injury. We do have the two Elite Eight games tonight in the NCAA tournament, men's college basketball, 9-seeded FAU, going to go toe-to-toe with the 3-seeded Kansas State. That bad boy is going to tip off around 6:09 Eastern out of the East region. West region, it's the 4-seeded UConn. And they will face off against 3-seeded Gonzaga, 8:49 Eastern, after the Zags were able to win in the Sweet 16 with UCLA down 2 two of their starters. In the NBA, the Cavs and Kings can clinch playoff berths tonight, so that's something to monitor. And lastly, Jonas, NCAA tournament on the women's side right now. Four-seeded UCLA is losing to the one seed in South Carolina. They just finished up the first quarter. Don Staley's Gamecocks, 14-8 leaders right now through one quarter. Back to a man who has spent a lot of time in South Carolina, Jonas Knox. You probably know that area very well.
Damn right. Columbia, Charleston, Myrtle Beach, Goose Creek, James Island, Foley Beach. Hell yeah, I know it well. My old stomping grounds there, Fenley.
How much of your time there was living out of your car?
It was close. Yeah. I was broke. Listen, yeah. That was a problem. But look, I mean, you're doing. It was my first ever paid radio gig,
for sure.
And I say underline the word paid because it didn't feel like it was. And you know, I had to go. I had to work part time elsewhere. I had to. I washed dishes. You know, for a couple of days. I was trying to. Do whatever I could to make ends meet. It's the life of a broadcaster when you're trying to come up in the business.
No doubt.
You know that, Finley.
Absolutely, man.
I mean, not everybody grew up rich like you in San Diego, but some of us struggled to try and make ends meet. So
you know, and there's others out there that have parents in the industry, and I didn't, you know, and nor did you, Jonas. So
no,
you got to battle, you got to fight.
I didn't have anybody in the industry.
You're a very inspirational story.
When Fenley and I knocked on doors, they said, "No, thank you." Like, okay, well, who do you know here? Nobody. All right, yeah. Well, talk to us in 5 years. Come, you got to pay your dues,
yeah.
and do what you do there. So. It's all good. By the way, Fenley, thoughts and prayers to your UCLA Bruins. I just want to say it's unfortunate what happened.
There's an asterisk. Gonzaga. Did you know that? They put an asterisk after the Gonzaga win because two of the starters for UCLA, Dem Bona, Jalen Clark, were not able to play.
Okay.
So I guess, you know, you think of it as like, it's sort of like when the Dodgers won the World Series in 2020. It's like, is it really a title?
Geez.
You know, it's kind of the same thing for Gonzaga here.
Jeez, how could you? My God. All right, so there is Brian Fenley. So you can get him on Twitter if any of you Dodger fans listening take umbrance to what he just said. It is Jonas Knox, Fox Sports Radio. By the way, we're going to have another edition of Do You Care coming up in about 10 minutes from now from the TireRack.com studios. That's always a fun segment because if you're tired of people being too upbeat and positive about sports, don't worry about it. We're going to destroy all of that. So that'll be happening here in about 10 minutes from now. So I saw this story out here. It's actually borderline sad. It really is. This is a real headline. And like real optimism and celebration going on. And this is how far the mighty have fallen. The headline reads, "The Lakers finally reach 500 after 74 games." And there's like people celebrating this. Like they're happy about this. Like people are celebrating the fact that the Los Angeles Lakers are finally at 500. That's like if your buddy walks up to you and says, "Hey, man, I got good news." "Yeah, what's that?" "I didn't wet the bed last night." Well, you're in your 30s. So that's kind of what we do. You know, as the older you get out of diapers and, you know, maybe you're not in a drunken stupor and all that stuff. Or you know, one of your a-hole friends puts a bowl of warm water next to you and puts your hand in it and makes you wet your bed in the middle of the night. Like, yeah, that's kind of what you do. You're supposed to not wet the bed like in your 30s. Like, that's the norm. The fact that we're even having a conversation where the Lakers, after all this movement and all the trade of, you know, all these Anthony Davis and LeBron came here and it's the Lakers and all the coverage they get, the fact that we're sitting here talking about and celebrating and happy about the LA Lakers finally reaching 500 after 74 games is disgusting. And if I'm a Laker fan, I'd be embarrassed. The coverage this team gets, and everybody talking about all the, you know, the LeBron era and them winning, they won a championship in the bubble and, you know, they did it at Disney World, even there's nobody there. And it was, you know, all of the stuff that's gone on, all the celebration, LeBron breaking the scoring record, all of these things that we keep, all of that. And the headline reads, "Finally reach 500 after 74 games. What the F? If you needed an example of how the mighty have fallen in the world of sports, let me present to you Exhibit A, the fact that that is a celebratory moment for the Lakers, this franchise and their fan base, ought to tell you how the mighty have fallen. Jonas Knox, Fox Sports Radio. Get me on Twitter, @TheJonasKnox, @TheJonasKnox on Twitter, and you can hang out with us as always on the iHeartRadio app. All right, so coming up next, we're going to get into some topics in the world of sports. You have been force-fed these. They have been jammed down your throat, into your ears, into your eyes. You've had to see them. You've had to hear about them for several days. And we're going to finally tell you the side of these stories that's the truth. It's another edition of Do You Care? That's next on FSR.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Jonas Knox, Fox Sports Radio. You can listen to us as always on the iHeartRadio app. By the way, coming up top of next hour, we're calling about 15 minutes from now here from the TireRack.com studios. We could be on the brink of maybe the most appropriate ending to an NFL story that we have seen in a very long time. I'll tell you what that is. Again, coming up top of next hour, a little over 15 minutes from now. But right now, it is time for something we do on the show every single week. It is a Saturday tradition at this time, and it's called this. And for that, we turn it over to our executive producer in for today, Brandon Trufa. Brandon, what the hell's going on?
What the hell's going on with you, Jonas? Still coming down from the high of San Diego State winning yesterday.
Yeah, that's right. You are the pride of San Diego on this show.
Oh, yeah, San Diego State graduate.
Yeah, you are a Padre fan in the middle of Dodger country. So I know that the playoffs were fun for you last year. You got San Diego State. I mean, the Chargers left you high and dry, but I've heard that... Yeah, that team. I've heard that, you know, your favorite place, like you'd rather go, like some people want to see like the Leaning Tower of Pisa, the Eiffel Tower. Maybe it's Pisa. I don't know. Who cares? They want to go see a lot of historic, you know, the Great Wall of China. Your place is Qualcomm Stadium. Is that accurate?
That is 100% inaccurate.
Oh, okay.
But, it no longer exists.
Oh, is it gone? Did they tear that down?
Yeah, it's gone. But I think it still exists in Arizona. There's a place called Meteor Crater, Arizona.
Oh,
looks the exact same.
Yeah, it was a bit of a hellhole, but nonetheless. All right, what do we got this week?
All right, well, Ja Morant returned to the Grizzlies, and his family sat courtside wearing shirts with redemption written on it. Oh, Jonas, do you care?
No, I don't. This story is so dumb. Like, so what is the issue? Okay, now, I get it. It's not nice to threaten a security guard at a mall. I get it. A little bit douchey. It's not nice to, you know, he may or may not have pulled out a hand cannon on a 17-year-old during a pickup basketball game at his house. I get it. Not ideal. But because he went to a strip club and he spent $50,000... and reportedly didn't drink and had, like, you know, some chicken tenders and, like, you know, a tower of onion rings nearby while he was getting a lap dance. I mean, the guy's 23 years old. Everybody's making this out to be like he's out, you know, running drugs. He's got some, you know, some giant drug ring that he's operating. Like, everybody in the NBA's, you know, getting, you know, crystal meth from Ja Morant on the side while he's also a star player in the league. Like, what are we talking about here? He's 23 years old, made a mistake. And the redemption shirts, redemption from what? A lap dance? Really? I can't imagine what Deshaun Watson's family members were wearing the first game he came back. Next!
All right, Mark Cuban and the Mavericks protested their loss to the Warriors after a weird official snafu. Do you care, Jonas?
No, I don't. What did that accomplish? Did they go back in time and give them the win? Yeah, what does that accomplish? It's like the guy who ended up winning the Tour de France years ago. They ended up announcing after they found out that not only was Lance Armstrong on the gas, but everybody in the Tour de France was on the gas, except for the guy who finished like 17th. And then they went back afterwards and said, hey, congratulations, you won the Tour de France because everybody above you was on steroids. Okay. Whatever you say. Like, what does that mean? Did I get to stand on the podium with a trophy? Did I get to pour milk or whatever it is they pour all over themselves next to my 10 speed or whatever they're riding at the Tour de France? Did I get to celebrate any of that stuff? Oh, I didn't? Okay, then it doesn't matter, and neither does this. Next!
All right, Bryce Young did not weigh in at his pro day like a UFC fighter would. Jonas, do you care?
No, I don't. Listen, we can't get a straight answer on this. Alabama said he was 195. Then he's at the combine. He's 204. Then Alabama said he was 6 feet tall. Then he goes to the combine. He's 5'10 and 1/8. Let's just call it what it is. He's going to go in the top two. It's either going to be Carolina. It's either going to be Houston. And then we move on with our lives. Next!
All right, Ezekiel Elliott is keeping the world on edge with his decision. He has narrowed down his choices to the Eagles, the Jets, and the Bengals. Do you care?
Yes, I do, and here's why. This is the potential of real, legitimate heat and bad blood brewing in the NFC East. Please go to the Eagles. Please. I mean, we've been having to hear from Jerry Jones and Cowboy fans and all these people that cover the Cowboys about how Zeke Elliott, don't worry, he's just in a little bit of a rut, but he'll snap out of it. He was worth every penny that he got, etc. Look, Zeke won the negotiation with the Dallas Cowboys. It's why I said Lamar Jackson needs to hit up Ezekiel Elliott and Dak Prescott to see about how to win a negotiation from your team, because they both beat Jerry Jones in it. Ezekiel Elliott won the contract negotiation with the Cowboys, and he did so while hanging out at Cabo, and he may or may not have been at a place called Mango Deck. You can look it up and see why he might have been there. And then he comes back, and he was never the same player. And so now that he's gone, you've got all these Cowboy fans that are saying, well, it was a good run, but, you know, he had seen better days and Tony Pollard was the better back. If all of a sudden he goes to a division rival like the Philadelphia Eagles and a really good team like the Philadelphia Eagles, and God forbid he's actually productive, and he's actually productive twice a year against the Dallas Cowboys, we need more of those storylines in the NFL. I'm all for it. Next.
All right, LeBron James tweeted that an ESPN report on his anticipated return from injury was incorrect. Jonas, do you care?
No, I don't. I just don't care about what LeBron tweets. If you want to go down his Twitter timeline of stuff he's tweeted, a lot of it ends up being either fake, false, or inaccurate. I'm just not into it. The coverage of LeBron is at an all-time level of nauseam. I've heard more about LeBron James being injured than I've heard about anybody in the NBA being healthy. It's weird. The coverage sucks, and I'm tired of it. Next!
All right, Cam Newton said that he could still be a starter in today's NFL and then went on to throw at Auburn's pro day. Jonas, do you care?
Kinda. I mean, listen, Cam Newton, everybody acknowledges his days as a premier NFL quarterback are probably done. But if you look at the way his career ended, New England moved on from him And a lot of people think Cam's all about the show and all about Cam. If you ask Belichick and anybody that covered the Patriots that year, Cam Newton was the first one in, last one out. Like, he really worked his ass off. They all appreciated the grind and his commitment to everything. It's just the way he was utilized and the way he played before, his body can't hold up anymore. And also, that year he played for the Patriots, they weren't that bad. I know they didn't make the playoffs, and everybody looks at it and says, oh, it was a failure. Man, if not for a couple of games that were really close and could have gone one way or the other, New England's a winning football team and potentially a playoff team. So if Cam can get back in the NFL, I think it's good for the NFL. I just don't know if him and his ego and everything that comes along with his aura is fit to be a backup. And to me, that feels like the only spot for him. Next.
All right, last one. The double down has returned to KFC, Jonas. Do you care?
What is a double down?
I think it's like two pieces of like fried chicken with the sandwich. They're basically the buns.
Wait a second. Like it's two giant pieces of chicken on top of each other in between buns?
No, two giant pieces of chicken, and then everything they put in the sandwich is in the middle.
Wait a second.
So the pieces of chicken
no
act
bun,
as the bun.
The chicken is your bun?
The chicken is the bun.
All right, I do care. Less carbs, more chicken. Give me some protein. I'm into it. Can make it spicy at least, for God's sakes?
Fox.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
We could be on the verge of the most appropriate ending in recent NFL history. I'll tell you what that is coming up here in just a couple of moments from now. Jonas Knox, Fox Sports Radio. You can hang out with us as always on the iHeartRadio app. You can find us on hundreds of affiliates all across the country and wherever the hell you are, making us a part of your Saturday afternoon. We appreciate you doing so, and we do it all live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. We will take you all the way up through the end of the hour. That's 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 o'clock Pacific. Obviously, we know the NCAA tournament continues later on. We've got a couple of games today, a couple of games tomorrow, and then we get our Final Four next weekend. And I'm just telling you, like I tried to tell everybody last week, and I tried to tell everybody to start the show. You're looking at the tournament. You're looking at what's left. It doesn't seem all that appealing. You're looking at all these teams. You're thinking Miami's a football school. Same thing with Texas. Kansas State's a football school. Not exactly a basketball school. I get it. I understand your concern. Got it. Start gambling. Tired of having to tell people that it doesn't cost you a whole lot. Start gambling. Go on DraftKings. Open up an account. You know, get after it a little bit. It's fun. It adds something. All right. Also, Brandon has just sent over to me a picture of this KFC double down. And I said I was all in because there's no buns, so it's less carbs, and you got two giant pieces of fried chicken, and you got like some bacon and cheese in the middle of it. And for a lot of people, that sounds appetizing. I'm now officially out on that. That's disgusting. Looks disgusting. Brandon, what the hell is that, dude?
And that's what, like, the photo shoot version of it.
Yeah. So you imagine, you know, what it looks like in, which, by the way, now that you think about it, fast food restaurants really were Instagram before Instagram, because they would always dress up their items. Like if you looked at a burger from a fast food restaurant in a commercial or in an ad, and then you saw the actual burger in person, you were like, oh, that didn't look anything like what I saw in the commercial. Like, they would make it look so appetizing. It's kind of like Instagram. Everybody on Instagram has got a filter to make themselves look good. And then you meet them in person and it looks like their face is melting.
So, yeah, look at the one I just sent you.
Yeah, so this is a little, yeah, no, thank you. That's a bit too much. It's just too much. I'm not that I'm a picky eater. I kind of am. I fast every day, so I don't eat for a long period of time. But when I do eat, I just would like it to look somewhat appetizing. Not knocking, you know, the fine folks at KFC. They do a great job. They have some good items. You know, their buffalo sauce is pretty tasty. All that's fair. All that's good. No problem there. That's a bit too much food for me. But again, that's just me. I can't eat like a lot of people can. I don't know how those slobs like Joey Chestnut make a living doing that. I can't imagine walking up to somebody or going out on a date with somebody and they say, what do you do for a living? And then saying to them with a straight face, I shove hot dogs in my mouth on 4th of July weekend and I make like $30,000. I don't know how that works. Don't know. And look, they could make more money than that. It's still not enough money for me to shove hot dogs in my face two, three at a time, and then dip buns in water and pretend like that's a legitimate way to make a living. I'm sorry. All right. By the way, you can get me on Twitter at the Jonas Knox. The positive tweets are already coming in. We'll get to those here coming up shortly here on FSR. But let me just go ahead and just tell you what could be the perfect ending to an NFL story. What if the New York Jets figure out a way to butcher Aaron Rodgers going to them for draft compensation? What if the Jets, that is the most perfect, because let's be honest here. The Jets are doing everything they can so that they don't have to give up a first round pick. They do not want to give up a first round pick for Aaron Rodgers. They are adamant. We are not giving up a first-round pick. That's why they made the deal earlier this week and they acquired another second-round pick, because I think they're trying to convince Green Bay, well, what about two number twos? And Green Bay's saying, no, we'd like a number one. And the Jets are looking at this and they need some, you know, they're concerned that maybe Aaron Rodgers isn't going to be there for long-term. If I were Aaron Rodgers and I wanted to get this deal done, or if I'm the New York Jets and I wanted to get this deal done, and Rodgers says to you, I'm not going to your team for a year, I'm going to be there for at least two, why the hell would you not give up a first-round pick? And I know everybody wants to do the comparisons. Well, you know, when Favre went there and, you know, they weren't that great when Favre... Rodgers just was an MVP 2 years in a row. It's not like he's playing bad football. And I know he didn't win the MVP last year, but he wasn't bad last year. And people can look up whatever advanced stats and metrics they want to look at. The guy was banged up for a lot of the year, but he did play good football at times. And we've seen when he's motivated and he's got a chip on his shoulder and he's got a little bit of a red ass, he plays his best football. How do we know that? We just saw it a couple of years ago. They traded up, drafted his replacement, and the guy won MVP 2 years in a row. So we know all that. So he's there. The Jets can have him. It all makes sense. You did everything. You flew out to meet him. You brought everybody with you. You waited until he crawled out from the gopher hole in Oregon.
You had a conversation. You convinced him on what you wanted to do. You even had, you know, Woody Johnson, you know, of Johnson & Johnson, who were heavily involved in, you know, the vaccine, and Rogers, who pushed it back against it. All of that. Woody Johnson, put all that aside, spoke openly about earlier this offseason, we want to fix the quarterback. We got to upgrade the quarterback position. You flew everybody out there. You meet with him. You convince him on your process. You go out, you sign Alan Lazard. Now you're in talks with Odell Beckham Jr. because Aaron Rodgers wants to play with Odell Beckham Jr. You're willing to bring in all the... You've already done a bunch of other stuff to bring in Aaron Rodgers. The most appropriate ending to all of this is, at the end of the day, the New York Jets still figure out a way to butcher this and don't land Aaron Rodgers. That is the most appropriate thing the New York Jets organization can do. And until it happens, that's a possibility. Like, until it happens, we can hold out hope that the Jets are going to figure out a way to screw this up. Now, I don't believe that's it's going to get to that point. I think they're going to figure out a way to make this work. You know, there's people throwing out, well, they're willing to wait until the draft. And they're, okay, all right, cool. We'll wait until the draft. Do it on draft night. I don't care. Bottom line is, it's probably going to get done. But until it does, we can hold out hope for the most appropriate ending in this whole thing is if the Jets do all of that just to not trade for the guy that they were doing all of that for. That's phenomenal. I mean, that right there is outstanding. That's like your buddy paying top dollar for new tires on his car before he realizes there's no engine inside of it. Like, that's, I mean, that is the most appropriate thing to do. You take him to a tire shop. You go to TireRack.com. He gets all of these tires. He gets them all done up. He gets, you know, the best brand, because that's the only place you can go to get the best brand tires. They even came and installed them at his home or at his office, just like TireRack.com does. He gets them all done and then realizes after the fact, my tires are perfect. My tires are fantastic, courtesy of TireRack.com. And then he opens the hood and realizes, oh God, there's a produce basket in there and nothing else. It's over. The Jets doing all of this and not landing Aaron Rodgers is the only ending outside of them landing Aaron Rodgers that I will accept. I want to see him. I want to see him in New York. I think he's going to play well. I think it'd be a lot of fun. But if it doesn't happen, I want to be around to witness that and the implosion of Jets fans who thought after all these years they finally figured out the quarterback position, only to have their organization crap down their leg and not actually end up acquiring Aaron Rodgers. Jonas Knox, Fox Sports Radio. A lot of positive feedback here on the show. As always, I mean, who doesn't like positive feedback? I know I do. There's a lot of people out there that are insecure about stuff. And so I like to point out the positive things that we get on this show. Like Brian, who writes in, D-Wad Jonas Knox, go bleep your tiny bleep bleep to that douche LeBron James and Lamar Jackson and Ken Francis promo videos for their bleep fail gym. You're all useless twink bitch boys. Troy writes in, failed bleep Jonas, nobody gives a bleep in hell about your bracket being busted and your choking UCLA getting punked by bleep Timmy and the Gonzags. You're still a bigger fail than trash ash college hoops or whatever. Just go read it on Twitter. This is too hard to read and not get fired. At the Jonas Knox on Twitter, a lot of positive feedback. Hey, by the way, on the UCLA stuff from this moron who just sent this in, I didn't have UCLA in my bracket. I had Gonzaga. That's the only thing keeping me alive in my bracket. So that is false information that was handed down by Troy, but you can read it on Twitter at the Jonas Knox, the unedited versions of both of those at the Jonas Knox. And if you have something positive you want to say, go right ahead. Fire away. It's right there on Twitter. Maybe I'll read it. Maybe I won't. All right. Coming up next, though, from the TireRack.com studios, the NFL, as you know it, could be changing. And one way that it's changing is actually bad for the league. I'll tell you what that is right here on FSR.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Jonas Knox, Fox Sports Radio. You can listen to this show, as always, on the iHeartRadio app. Coming up in a little over 10 minutes from now, from the TireRack.com studios, we do have ourselves an update. We've got ourselves a little bit of an update in the NFL, what you can expect near the top of the NFL draft. We'll have that for you here, again, a little over 10 minutes from now. Before we get into this story in the NFL, how the league could be changing, and it's not exactly for a good reason, want to let you know that we are brought to you by Dollar Shave Club. Are you still overpaying for a razor in this economy? Gross! With Dollar Shave Club, you can get a top-shelf shave at a regular shelf price. Dollar Shave Club is available at a store near you in the men's razor aisle. That's it. That's the ad. So the NFL's got some rule proposals that are out there. Now, what's notable about these rule proposals that are being presented to the league at the owners' meetings and all that stuff is some of the stuff that everybody thought was going to be presented, and they're not going to be presented. You know, the hitch tackle or the hip tackle where they're dragging players down, apparently that's not on the docket. There's also the push play where the Philadelphia Eagles get behind Jalen Hurts and they push him across the line, and it's like a rugby scrum. Apparently that's not going to be on the docket. But there are a couple that are on the docket that I wanted to get into, one of which I think is completely ridiculous and is changing the NFL that we grew up with. So the competition committee has proposed these new rules, and one of them is a fair catch kickoff, and it puts that fair catch kickoff at the 25 or at the spot. Now, as it stands right now, if you fair catch a kickoff inside the 25, it goes to wherever you fair catch it. What they're doing now is they're trying to incentivize teams to not return kickoffs at all, and so what they're saying is that if you fair catch it inside the 25, you're going to get it at that 25-yard line. It's done that way in college. There's also another proposal that would move the touchback of a punt from the 20 to the 25. So, again, instead of fielding a punt, maybe inside the 10 or inside the 5, if you've got a really good returner and you think you could pick up some chunk yardage, what they're saying is just let it go into the end zone, because now that ball is going to be moving up to the 25, not the 20. All of this is to limit the number of returns and limit the amount of contact on kickoff returns or punt returns. That's what this is, because of the safety of the game and CTE and concussions and all the other things that come along with it. At what point is this going to stop? At what point are people just going to have the real, honest conversation and just say, you can't avoid every car accident? You just can't. I can't tell you the last time I drove on a highway in Southern California and didn't see a car accident. It's every day.
every day. You know what else I see every day? People driving every day. There are risks that come with whatever it is that you do. There are risks that come with playing in the NFL or playing football. And if you're returning a kick or a punt, there's going to be contact and there are going to be collisions. And they keep trying to figure out ways to limit that without having just the honest conversation that is, you can't. That's the NFL. It's a violent game. It's a game of collisions. It's a game played by people who understand what that is. And these people who play this game are savages. They're willing to go through that because they love it that much. Like, there are risks with doing anything that you do. Whatever your job is, there are risks that come along with it. In radio, there's a chance, because we have to wear headphones while we're on the air, that maybe you're going to have hearing issues later on. Now, I'm not trying to name names here, but I happen to know for a fact that I can guarantee at least a couple that we work with, because if you go to plug in to their docket after they just left the air and had their headsets plugged in, they are on full blast. I don't know how they have ears right now, but they are on full blast. Those people are going to have problems, and I might have problems too. This all comes along with it. But the idea that you're just going to go ahead and dumb down the NFL and you're going to want to make it safer and you're going to want to make the league safer by incentivizing players not to return kick. At some point, you just got to accept what it is. They're going to get hit. Nobody likes injuries. Nobody wants concussions. And people can point, well, there were more concussions this year. Okay. That comes with the game. That's part of what happens when you're playing the NFL. That's part of what happens when you play football. Like, I was a terrible high school football player. Awful. I played special teams, and sometimes I got in the game. And I could tell you, a lot of times on special teams, those guys that ran down and tried to be the wedge breaker, they got lit up. Now, they've made changes, and they've, you know, made it a little bit safer, but these are all risks that come with playing football. And this whole incentivizing play, we'll move the ball up 5 yards. We'll move the, at some point, what are they going to do? Just get rid of kickoffs altogether, get rid of punts altogether? You know how many great players and how many jobs you take away if you do that? Has anybody thought about that? Cordarrelle Patterson, thankfully, he's being used as a running back more. That guy's one of the great returners we've ever seen. You get rid of kickoffs, you get rid of punts, what the hell do you got? Devin Hester, all these great players. Imagine Deion Sanders without his return ability. Imagine that. His career looks a little bit different. Great player still, but his career looks different. Brian Mitchell, all these great players that were return specialists. Remember Dante Hall? Great player, return specialist. The NFL is wanting to get rid of all that and incentivize not having any of that, because they can't just have the true conversation that it's a violent league and players are going to get injured. So that's one. Now, the other one that the Philadelphia Eagles have thrown out there, which I am all for, and if you want to get this passed, you use Roger Goodell's logic against him. That's how you get this passed. Remember years ago, we've talked about this before, when Roger Goodell decided they wanted to move the extra point back. You remember all that? Roger Goodell said, you know what? We want to move the extra point back. Let's move it back from 20 yards. We'll make it a 33-yard kick. And I thought it was goofy and dumb, and I didn't get it. Why are you doing it? If it's not broke, don't fix it. Roger Goodell thought it was broke. He looked at the extra point from an entertainment standpoint. His logic on moving the extra point back was, it's kind of a non-exciting play. Nothing happens. Nobody sticks around for it because it's very rare that anybody ever misses or a kick gets blocked. So if we move it back a few yards, maybe it'll change the way extra points are done and the way that they're viewed. And he was 100% correct. And I was wrong, and so were a lot of people. 100% correct. The extra point is a can't-miss play now. I mean, kickers have meltdowns. The Cowboys had a meltdown and were bringing in extra kickers because they had a guy who couldn't make extra points all of a sudden. He got the yips. Adam Vinatieri almost retired early because he started getting the yips. Like, Roger Goodell was 100% correct. The Eagles have proposed this rule where they're saying, let's get rid of the onside kick.
And what I mean by that is the Eagles' proposal says a team can maintain possession after it scores if it converts a 4th-and-20 play from their own 20-yard line. Now, there were attempts before to make it a 4th-and-15 play. So the Eagles are saying, look, at the 20-yard line, instead of doing an onside kick, how about you go for it on 4th-and-20? It's still a long shot that you're going to convert it. There's not a lot of 4th-and-20 plays in the NFL, but it's better than the onside kick, which is virtually impossible to recover now. We've seen it a couple of times, but it's turned into the PAT used to be. It's an automatic almost. So if you're using Roger Goodell's own logic and you use it against him, hey man, you moved the extra point back because the play didn't matter anymore. Nobody was tuning in because it was so hard to recover. If that's the case, use it on this. If you don't like where the play's at, if you want to move it up to the 35 because you feel like that's too much of a punishment if you don't get it, that's fine. But at least give teams the option to either onside it or go for it on a one play, 4th-and-20, go for it all. To me, that makes a lot of sense. And if they don't convert, they lose possession. The other team gets it, much like they would if they recovered an onside kick and you failed to convert on it. But if you want to set up a 4th-and-20 play as opposed to the onside kick as it currently stands, Roger Goodell's talking about making every play entertaining and making every aspect of the NFL must watch. If that's the case, this seems like a no-brainer. Now we just wait to see if they get it done. Jonas Knox, Fox Sports Radio. Get me on Twitter, at the Jonas Knox, at the Jonas Knox on Twitter, and you can hang out with us as always on the iHeartRadio app. So we are going to have an update. We've got ourselves a little bit of an update at the top of the NFL draft. We'll get into that for you right here on FSR. But for all the latest from around the world of sports, ladies and gentlemen, make some noise wherever you are for the one and only Jim Courier,
wow.
Sports Talk Radio. It's Brian Finley.
Well, Jonas, I'm so impressed. You picked an American man to represent, and you know there are some American men right now on tour in men's tennis that are showing out in a big way. But if I go any further talking about tennis, I might get fired from this job. Although I do love the sport dearly, we do have some news out of Major League Baseball. Yankees pitcher Luis Severino will reportedly miss his first regular season start with that low-grade lat injury, probably going on the injured reserve. Elite Eight, two games. Men's NCAA tournament, Florida Atlantic will be facing off against Kansas State. As far as FAU, they won their Conference USA regular season and tournament title, and they come into this game winning 10 in a row. And for the Wildcats of Kansas State, they were picked to finish last in the conference. They finished third and are now all the way into the Final Four as a 3 seed. That game, by the way, Kansas State and FAU, will start up at 6:09 Eastern out of the East region. In the West region, it's number 4, the 4-seeded UConn, going toe-to-toe with the 3-seeded Gonzaga. 8:49 Eastern is the tip time. The Huskies, well, they have won their 3 games so far in the tournament by a total of 62 points. So they are beating opponents by about 20 points per game so far. And they started the season winning 14 in a row, got to number 2 in the NCAA AP rankings earlier in the year. And for Gonzaga, Jonas, Drew Timmy, 36 points coming off that win against UCLA in the Sweet 16. And Timmy, also known for cursing in post-game interviews.
Oh, yeah.
He's known to do that.
He's from Texas. What do you expect?
Yeah.
Right? Little aggressive approach there. He's only 22 years old. He looks 35.
Well, he's been with the program for a lot of years, and he does have another year of eligibility if he wants to come back.
Is it because of the COVID year?
Yeah, I think so.
Do you think he comes back? Why not?
They don't really have him on NBA draft boards through the first and second rounds, although there are some that think he could make it. He just doesn't have the outside game. And I'll leave you with this, Jonas. The guy talks so much trash, and he calls out people on social media, sort of like looking at them as lighter fluids. So if you want to get under his skin, if you want to make him play better, then criticize him on social media, and he will use that against you.
What does he say on social media? Let me see this. I haven't been on his Twitter account.
So one of the things that he said after the round of 32 game was that they didn't feel like they were respected going into the game. And he said, he was very generalizing and saying, I read all your comments on social media. We deserve your respect.
God.
And he's like, keep throwing that noise. Keep throwing that flack at me because I'm going to take it And paraphrasing here, I'm going to throw lighter fluid on that, and I'm going to use it against you. And he has, to a point.
I don't understand why people get any sort of motivation from social media. It's all a bunch of crap.
It is.
It's all bogus. Like, I can't, like, how many investigations have to be done into social media companies, and we find out that there are bots and fake accounts, and how much of that has to happen before people realize that you're being played? I don't understand why anybody uses any sort of motivation. Anytime somebody buries me on Twitter about how bad the show is, I don't log off Twitter and then go jog a mile and say I'm going to do it in under 4 minutes because that guy said something mean about me. I couldn't care less. Who cares?
Jonas, there's something about the human psyche that likes to feel motivation from being wronged. You think about it in sports and athletes. Baker Mayfield talking about how he was slighted coming out of college. You were the first pick in the NFL draft, and you feel like you were played. Now, there's something to be said about his career ever since college, but it's crazy. There are those that are at the pedestal, at the top of their games, and they're finding little things to hang on to think that, oh, they have been so wronged when it just makes no sense.
Yeah, it's like making stuff up. Like Michael Jordan used to make stuff up, which was weird. Like, remember Alvin Mack on the program? He was yelling at that running back saying, what'd you say about my little sister?
Yeah.
I'm going to cut you open and watch you die. Like, all that. It's like, that's what he said. That's on the movie. I'm not making that up. That's on the movie. But, like, it's like you see these guys, like, making up motivation. Like, I don't need to make up any motivation. I'm a self-starter, okay? I don't like working out with people. I work out by myself, and I do it every day. I don't need anybody to tell me, hey, if you don't work out, you're going to look like a slob. I don't need that motivation. If you can't see it for yourself, you got problems. It's the way I operate. It's how it's done, Finley.
Well, you have your home gym there and your Bowflex machine that you bought an infomercial in the late 90s.
And ever since, you've been using
that, and it's been working very well since.
There's no Bowflex, and I don't go to gyms anymore because when I have to work out before the show during the week, there are no gyms open anymore. 24-hour fitness used to be open 24 hours, but then they decided we're going to close up at random times, and so you can't go there. But, I'm able to still get it done. Some stuff lying around the house.
Well, that's why you put the tape of the Taibo into your VCR and you do a 30-minute session, and
that
in front of your television and get a self workout at your home.
Yeah, that's accurate. Yes, a Taibo tape at 1 a.m. That always sounds like an appetizing thing to watch before the show. Thank you, Brian. By the way, how about Jim Courier, huh? Have I already used that one, by the way?
I don't know if you have. He is one of the great commentators now. So he has parlayed his stellar play on the court to being one of the most renowned tennis broadcasters now. So well done on your part, Jonas. You really are showing your tennis knowledge in a big way.
I was going to say Andy Roddick. Were you here at Fox Sports Radio when Andy Roddick had a show?
No, I wasn't. Yeah. No way.
Andy Roddick and the great Bobby Bones had a weekend show together. It was a good show, those guys. So, it was a long time ago Andy Roddick was here.
Yeah, the last American man to win a Grand Slam in 2003, that would have been the U.S. Open.
By the way, Andy Roddick just had bad timing. He came along in an era of just, guy couldn't catch a break, whether it was Federer, whether it was Djokovic, whether it was any of these other guys that were out. Who's the other guy from Spain? Why am I blanking on his name?
Are you talking about Nadal?
Yeah, Nadal. Like, Roddick just came around. He had some bad timing. That happens, you know? It's too bad. All right.
You got good timing.
Yes. So do you, Finley. all right. It is Jonas Knox here, Fox Sports Radio. You can listen to this show, as always, on the iHeartRadio app. All right. So before we get to this update on the NFL draft, it is time for our progressive play of the day. And that was Westwood One on the call, Tom McCarthy and Jordan Cornette. Jordan Cornette's a great dude, by the way. Used to be a guest here at Fox Sports Radio, there for Westwood One. San Diego State advances. They knock off the number one overall seed, Alabama, in the tournament. And that is, again, your progressive play of the day, brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. So we have got some movement atop the NFL draft. Now, I have been monitoring this closely because I believe this is going to tell you which quarterback goes number one overall. After the trade was made for the Carolina Panthers, they make the deal. They move up to number one with the Bears. You saw a major jump in the odds towards C.J. Stroud being the number one overall pick. Right now, a lot of people say, well, maybe that had something to do with his size and Bryce Young's size. No, it did not. Bryce Young was measured at the combine, and after the measurements at the combine, everything stayed steady. In fact, more money was on Bryce Young to go number one overall and to be the first overall pick in the upcoming draft. So he was looking at a little over a 2-to-1 favorite to be number one overall. The Panthers make the trade for the number one pick. C.J. Stroud is all of a sudden the overwhelming favorite. Everything's staying steady. And then you're starting to see the line fall back down. You're starting to see it fall back down. And then all of a sudden, Carolina brings about 12 people to C.J. Stroud's pro day. Everybody from the organization is there. He throws the ball around. They go to dinner, all that. And then the line jumps all the way up to 4-to-1. It was a lock. C.J. Stroud was going number one overall. Then Bryce Young has his pro day. They take Bryce Young out to dinner. And guess what? Bryce Young all of a sudden starts to make a jump, and C.J. Stroud's odds drop back down to 3-to-1. Well, we have it right now in real time that C.J. Stroud and the money on C.J. Stroud is starting to come in more and more on him being the number one overall pick, a minus 330 now. That means you got to lay $330 to win 100, or if you're like me, that means you got to lay 33 to win 10 for C.J. Stroud to be the number one overall pick in the draft. I think it's a done deal. Anything that moves like this, and I've said it before, is always based on information. Baker Mayfield was not favored to be the number one pick when he went number one overall in 2018. Until the day of. Then all the odds changed, and that's because somebody got some information that that's the way the Browns were leaning. I think this is an indicator C.J. Stroud will go number one overall to the Carolina Panthers. Jonas Knox, Fox Sports Radio, coming up next here from the TireRack.com studios. We're going to put a bow on this bad boy. Things in the world of sports and beyond we have not had a chance to get to. They are the scraps, and they are yours here on FSR. Jonas.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Knox, Fox Sports Radio. Coming up top of next hour, about 15 minutes from now from the TireRack.com studios, it'll be Steve Hartman and Bucky Brooks who will be taking over the airwaves here. So make sure you stick around for those guys. Always a good listen when Steve and Bucky are on the air. So that'll be happening here again, top of next hour on Fox Sports Radio. If you missed any of this show, you can check out the podcast at FoxSportsRadio.com. It'll be posted up shortly after we go off the air. And then we're going to have some fun next weekend. And look, we got Final Four. We got all this other fun stuff going on, and we got the NCAA tournament continuing later on. We got boxing, UFC later tonight. There's always sorts of fun stuff here, and Fox Sports Radio will have you covered all weekend long. Right now, though, it is time for a little something we do every single week before we close up shop, and it's called this.
Jonas.
You moron.
How could you not get to these stories?
You moron.
These are the scraps.
And for that, we turn it over to Brandon Truffa, our executive producer, to find out what the hell we've missed. Brandon?
All right, Jonas. Well, I don't know if you saw this, but at the World Baseball Classic, Mike Piazza, the manager for Italy, had an espresso machine in the dugout. He we were kind of shocked, and it became a hit. So he said, we were kind of shocked, actually, because this is something in Italian culture that's sort of like water. I mean, coffee would be right after water, said Mike Piazza.
Yeah, well, listen, there is something to it, because if you eat like a big Italian meal and Italian food sits really heavy, for some reason, espresso calms your stomach down. I don't know what it is.
You know what they call it? They call it, I believe, a digestivo.
Are you just being a smartass, or is that really what you call it?
No, I'm Italian.
Okay, so that really is what they call it?
Yes, I mean, it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right,
either or a little bit of alcohol after a big meal.
Yeah, because what is that? Is it Sambuca? I think it's Sambuca's, like the Italian booze, and it tastes like black licorice. I remember that. See, I didn't know that Sambuca was actual, like, that was supposed to be drinking slowly, and you're supposed to have one right after a meal. I thought you did shots of it. So I actually got sick on Sambuca one time because I thought you took it like a regular, like anything else, like a tequila or something like that, and you do shots of it. Terrible idea. Woke up on the front lawn and just could not explain how I got there other than blaming the Sambuca. But point is, espresso does settle your stomach afterwards, and depending on where you go, like in Miami and South Beach, when we were at the Super Bowl, they didn't have any coffee inside the entire Radio Row building, and it was in downtown Miami at the convention center. So what they had were Cuban coffee stands, and you would go there and you get a little Cuban coffee, and it literally was a tiny little shot of espresso, and you were wired for like the next 2 hours. So it really does work. It gets you going, all right? You know, so players in the dugout, you didn't want to fall asleep during these games. They got a little bit of a boost of energy, and if they did eat something that didn't sit well before the game, at least it would settle their stomach. I'm into it. What else we got, Ryan? What else we got, Brandon?
All right, so the Cardinals may want a Christian McCaffrey-like package for DeAndre Hopkins. This was reported by Jeremy Fowler on Friday. He said, talking to other teams around the league, they do expect a Hopkins deal to shake out in the near future, but it's going to come with an asking price. They said Arizona is seeking a second-round pick, and almost like the Christian McCaffrey package we saw last year, a second or third. Something big.
Are they really think they're going to get all that? He's 30, going to be 31 this summer.
He also has a massive cap hit next season.
Yeah, look, and this has been in the works for a little while now, to where everyone, you know, is looking at Arizona. Arizona, outside of just whatever happens with DeAndre Hopkins, there's a real good chance Arizona's going to be awful this year. And if you think I'm just saying, you're just being a hater against the Cardinals and this is Kyler Murray. No. The odds would say so. They're the biggest long shot to win the Super Bowl, the Arizona Cardinals. This was a team that was just in the playoffs year before last, and you had a lot of people, myself included, who thought they were going to win the division last year because of Kyler Murray, and they got all the contract done, and they had all this talent. Arizona is going to be brutal. So it would make sense for them to get rid of DeAndre Hopkins. But if I'm Arizona, at this point, if you're going to be bad and you're looking to shed salary, just take what you can get the best deal you can. I wouldn't expect they're going to be able to get all that. What else we got?
All right, so speaking of rankings around March Madness, there is a new top dog breed in terms of favorite dog breeds in the United States, and it is the French Bulldogs. They have upseeded the Labrador Retrievers, who held the spot for a record 31 years. They said that 75, they were not a top 75 dog breed a quarter of a century ago.
Everybody
and now
loves
they are the
things.
Favorite.
Yeah, everybody loves them. My buddy and his girlfriend, they have two of these, and they just look weird. I don't get it.
They look like aliens.
It's like, it's an alien. It's almost like somebody like bought a cigar and dropped it, and then still decided to smoke it. You know, or like the face is all weird. The ears are way too perked up. Like when I look at a French bulldog, I don't think bulldog. I just don't. I just think weird looking animal. I mean, they've got bulldog tendencies. All right, you could kind of see maybe a little bit in the face, and they're really low to the ground, and they're kind of built. But I like, why not just get a bulldog? Why does it have to be a French bulldog? And plus, I'm a big fan of dogs whose ears drop. I don't need a dog's ears to perk all the way up. I don't need to hang my clothes on some dog's face because his ears are perked all the way up. Give me something that's a little more casual, something that's going to lay down and just be a little bit more gentle. But everybody's got these things now, French bulldogs. I don't get it. Like, and look, I'm not a big fan of Labrador Retrievers. I think those are kind of played out. That's kind of like, oh, okay, that's all right. It's a lab. Big deal. Big whoop.
Don't crop your dog's ears.
Yeah, I don't. What is that? Where they make them stand all the way
up?
Yes,
that's what they do to like Dobermans and Rottweilers and other dogs like that.
That's just dumb.
Docking the tail, it's not good.
Yeah, look, we do enough things to dogs. All the crap, like people can say, man, a dog has a great life. Really? A dog's got a great life? What does a dog get to do that he really wants to do? Because everything is training. A dog wants to crap in the house. It wants to go whenever it wants to go. It doesn't want to be slapped or have his face smeared in its own feces because he makes a mistake. Do they do that to humans? They don't do that to humans. A dog would love the ability to lay on the couch whenever he wants and not have to get his balls broken because, God forbid, he's shedding a little bit. Have you checked your pillow after you wake up? Sometimes we shed hair in the middle of the night. But a dog gets judged for it. It gets shamed for it. Meanwhile, human beings get to walk around. They get first dibs on everything. The dog always gets the scraps. They get to pick where to eat. They get to pick where to go. They get to pick where you go to the bathroom. If I'm a dog, I'm outraged by it, and I'm no longer standing for it, period. French bulldog or not, it's disgusting.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.